break of day. All the shadows, they always run away. Then why should I despair? Why should I even go there? When the morning is on the way, the dawn will come. There's no evil or devil.
Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. John 1:5. Since this insight is actually the beginning of the revelation given to John close to the end of his life by Jesus himself, we can be sure that whether we see darkness or light depends on what we're looking at. If we're looking through selfie glasses, everything's dark. If we're looking through Jesus' eyes, everything is clear and therefore can be defined by communion with Him. If we've done nothing that would turn off Jesus' view and still darkness is all we see, we can be sure the Father has put us in the shadow of His hand so He can work something deep inside us beyond our conscious analysis. In that case, we must just be still and wait for that work to be finished, which will dictate our next active steps. Busy work for Him at that point would be disastrous for everyone. That's the message of Dawn Will Come, and it is exclusively meant for you who are already completely trusting in His creation and management of all that pertains to your life, relationships, and fruitfulness. Now, it gets tricky when the light suddenly splits the darkness and the next goal is crystal clear. With the same trust that waited patiently, I now must get up and move. Gotta get her done, right? See how quickly the selfie glasses go back on? If we keep going through that process without learning to keep our Jesus glasses on, our selfie glasses will be so broken that we won't see it's suddenly dark again every time. Okay, here's the dawn this song is talking about. Let it dawn on your little pea brain that God had his hand over you updating your software. Something completely new. You've never thought that way, much less done something that way. And it must be accessed when the details of that next objective suddenly become clear. Put simply, it's a new view of work in which God is the only one accomplishing anything. It's a new joy in doing the simple physical work that you can do, and mostly watching in awe as he does what only he can do. All we have to do is persist in turning and coming to him at every opportunity, bowing before his terrifying splendor, and that dawn will come over and over again throughout eternity.